This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are 20 actors nominated for Academy Awards every year, 10 each for lead parts and 10 for supporting. Every one of those nominations has a story that starts long before the cameras roll, a story that starts at a desk somewhere, often in Los Angeles, occupied by the film's casting director. Yet there will be no casting director category at the Oscars on Sunday night, even though any given picture can be a hit or a miss depending on who's in it. So for our unsung heroes of Oscar series today, Terry Taylor, she's the casting director for Whiplash, a film, by the way, nominated for Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor for J.K. Simmons. Terry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
How do you do what you do? Because it seems a very strange mix of alchemy and audience research and going with your gut and all kinds of stuff to get the right cast in a movie, huh?
We start the casting process by reading the script, obviously, and consulting with the director. And in this case, that's Damien Chazelle.
Right.
And we talk about what he sees for the film in the different roles. And then I go into my casting workshop and we start thinking about actors and we start having casting sessions and auditioning actors.
Tell me about that workshop. Do you sit down first with a pile of headshots and go, yes, no, maybe, no, no, yes, maybe, maybe?
Essentially, I mean, you know, we don't oftentimes have actual headshots anymore because everything is digital.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so I'm looking at a lot of things on my computer. I talk with talent agents a lot. They also read the script. They have a lot of suggestions. They're usually very helpful. I have a lot of ideas of actors that I've met in the past that I know very well. I'm incredibly familiar with their work, which is a gigantic part of my job, is to educate myself on actors and what work they're doing.
Do you have to consider budget, like possible salaries and how big the cast is going to be and stuff like that?
Absolutely. That's a big part of my job.
Oh, really?
Whiplash is a low-budget film. We made it for $3 million, and it absolutely affects the casting process. You know, I think the truth is that we are limited because of our financial resources when you're making a low-budget movie. Not everybody is, you know, interested or can work for, you know, what we pay, which is in this case scale, you know, SAG scale.
Yeah.
So I think it affects our casting process 100%.
When you see the finished product, what goes through your mind?
Well, in the case of Whiplash, I was incredibly proud. I knew going in that it was a special project, but not only was the filmmaking wonderful, but the acting across the board was so good, even down to the smallest parts. We really helped Damien find even all the musicians and studio band, and it was just pride, I think, not only for the work that we had done in our craft and assembling people in every role that could get the job done, but for all of those actors, I feel like a little bit of a kind of maternal, you know, feeling for everybody that we assembled. And I was just really, really proud.
Does it bug you that you are not Oscar eligible, as it were?
I wouldn't say that it bugs me, but I am aware of it. I think we are, as the group who's integral to getting the movie to the screen, we are well aware of it. And we are doing what we can to raise awareness of our contribution, not only with the Academy, but with, you know, moviegoers and people who are movie lovers.
Yeah, but if Whiplash wins, right, you get to put that on your resume.
Yes. Even that Whiplash is nominated, it has been a really amazing ride to be a part of, and I'm really grateful for all of that. But casting directors do have their own branch at the Academy now, which is a big step for us and for our department.
Progress. Well, we'll call you in a couple of years when you're nominated for the Oscar.
That would be great.
Terry Taylor, she's casting director for Whiplash. Terry, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.